You know, Monday night after the close of the New York Stock Exchange, earnings came out from Tenet Healthcare. We always watch very carefully because they've been on a pretty good roll of beating estimates, but they just killed them this time. 58 cents, 27 cents better than expected. The earnings doubled over last year. Revenues were strong. And this is beginning to look like they're on a roll. Ron Rittenmeyer is the executive chairman and CEO of Tenet Healthcare. Joined us right now. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
This is, I mean, you guys don't just beat by a penny or two. I was looking, I guess last quarter, Street was looking for 44 cents. You came with 56. Quarter before that, Street was looking for 29 cents. You came with 54 cents. You've got 18 analysts who follow your stock. Are you ever going to get make them any believers?
You know, it's funny. I'd like to say it's a funny question, but it isn't. No, I think that they're starting to become believers. I hope they are. You know, we kind of had a history of a lot of up and downs, a lot of inconsistency. And, you know, as I said today on the call with the analysts, that we've had 7 out of 8 quarters where we've hit the EBITDA number, 8 out of 8 quarters in a row where we beat EPS. We have now delivered volume growth consistently the last 3 quarters, most of this year. And, I mean, the trajectory is the trajectory. It's hard to argue that we're not doing the right things. And as I told them, you know, it's not a product of any one thing. It's a product of a complete culture transformation change that actually has started 2 years ago. So it's been about 2 years, and we've changed everything from how we market. We've got a new senior team here. And we've got a lot of new people out in the field. And, you know, how you build a culture is you build a culture by making people believers in what your objective is and your mission. We changed our mission and our core values, you know, this year, where we talk a lot about what's important to us as a company, which is obviously quality and the safety of the patients. It's also about having integrity and delivering on our commitments and being inclusive. We feel pretty good about all that. We've changed our board out. 80% of our board, 70% of our board is brand new in the last 2 years. Diversity on the board is very strong. We have 30% of our board fits a diversity profile. 30% of our board is women. So we are very much engaged in doing the things and doing it correctly. And it's, I think we're starting to create the vision that this is a different company.
Well, you know, one thing that struck me is, I guess you lead by example, but, you know, if I went in one of your 65 hospitals or working there, or maybe the 500 different health care facilities, say, yeah, you squeeze me to get costs down. Why don't you do something? I notice you've got corporate overhead down 30%. That's an enormous drop. How do you do that?
Well, same way. We look at all the jobs. We look at what people do. We determine there was some duplication. There was also some areas that we could tighten up, so we did that. You know, the field is an organization that we really have not done much in. We've obviously trimmed some departments. We eliminated a regional layer almost now a year and a half ago. So we have eliminated jobs that stand in the way of decision to action. You know, jobs that we have, we believe all of our jobs have to contribute to the mission that the hospitals are on and the surgery centers are on. And if the job doesn't line up for that, then you've got a question, do we really need the job? We've built a very strong centralized analytical organization. So decision-making now is really built on not only, you know, history and experience, which are very, very important, but supported by the analyticals, so that we don't make decisions just on history or decisions just on opinion. We actually use an analytical framework now in just about all of our decision-making, whether it's capital, yeah, OpEx, et cetera. It's made a big difference.
I know you've got one, I guess, major, well, it's really decisions made, but, I mean, action that's got to take place in Conifer Solutions, which has been a big growth vehicle for you guys, but you were talking about merging it or selling it, and you've decided to spin it out. But otherwise, with the hospitals and the United Surgical Partners, you know, walk-up clinics and everything else, are you right size? Is this the company you want to manage after Conifer spun out?
I would say I can't answer whether we're right-sized. I'm not sure what that is yet. We obviously are spending time from a strategic standpoint looking at all of our asset base. Conifer will spin out. There are, you know, we're always interested in whether or not we are located in the right places. There are some hospitals that we're going to potentially build. We're going to build a hospital in Fort Mill, South Carolina, because it fits within our South Carolina envelope. But we're always looking at whether or not some of the outlying locations we have, perhaps some of the places we're in, whether or not they'd be better served being part of a different system than being part of our system. You've just got to keep an open mind about this. And so to answer your question, I would say primarily the company is designed properly. It's really a question of the number of assets that we may or may not have in each, whether it's on the ambulatory side, non-surgical side, or the hospital side.
So do you always market just locally, looking at your individual market? You can't market nationally, can you?
It's hard to do that because we are spread out in various cities. I mean, we're Northern California, Southern California, Phoenix, Tucson. So it's hard to create a national footprint all the way across to Florida, et cetera. So we do, to your point, market locally, but we market the same message, which is a community built on care. And those messages, that marketing's done by our own employees. So everybody we do in our ads, whether they're television ad, print ad, whatever they are, is done with our own nurses, our own doctors, and actually our patients. They're part of, they actually make the ad. And then we take those ads out into the community and we focus on the needs, because the needs in every community are slightly different.
You've got a lot of balls to juggle here. What, I mean, you got to get people in the door who are sick or need you, and you need to have facilities, you need to have the community support, but you got to have employees. Do you go out there and recruit doctors like SMU recruits football players, or, you know, accounting firms recruit CPAs? Do you have to do that, or they come to you?
Well, yeah, you really spend your time focused on what does the community need. So there, we need to provide services that are needed in the community. That's our job. So we analyze and spend a lot of time looking at the need in the community, need-based issues. We are there to support the community. Then we have to be sure we have the right medical teams to be able to deal with those needs, because they're different. You know, it could be orthopedic, it could be cardiac, it could be in women's health. It just depends on what the demand is and the need within that community. And then we focus our service lines on those needs, driven by the community need. And then we go out and we try to bring in doctors, either in some cases as employees, in other cases as what's called, splitters. They may work for us, they may work for another hospital. But we want them to come to our hospital, obviously. And there has to be a need-based reason. And then it's our job to provide the right type of support so they can get the cases done in an efficient way, that the quality in the hospital is at the level they want to perform in. And, you know, the hospital meets all the standards and exceeds all the standards. So we work very hard at that.
Yeah, I'm still trying to learn your business, but I would guess that you're coming up on your busy season, right? I mean, a good flu outbreak will just kind of make a quarter.
Yeah, flu is low acuity for the most part, thank goodness. But it gets a lot of visits. I'm not sure that it's financially it's the best thing. But the reality is this time of year we see a greater uptick in surgeries. People are paid their deductibles. They want to get it done before January. So the fourth quarter does tend to be a busier time for us. And obviously people, winter illnesses like flu and other types of respiratory issues at times drives more business. And this is a better quarter for us, usually a bigger, busier season than normally.
Ron Rettmeyer is the executive chairman and the CEO of Tenet Healthcare. It's always good to have you with us. We wish you another good quarter, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thanks for more of our conversation with Ron Rettmeyer. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.